This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings. Hi, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. So happy you're with us today. And your company is Ripple Connects. What do you do for people who come to see you?
Ripple Connects helps people that are looking to recalibrate, retool, or reinvent their careers. And we do that through very specific practices or methods of interview practice. We really want to uncover the real job needs of a position so we can relate our experiences and apply our transferable skills. We talk about building a bench of advocates so we can uncover Minnesota's hidden job market, which is very real, very apparent, and most people don't have a strategy to do that. So very specific methods, just to name a few. Freddie, they can reach out to me via two different ways. My website is rippleconnects.com, or they can call me directly at 763-438-1621. I return everybody's calls because, Freddie, it is the right thing to do.
All right, Joe McKenzie. And we want to talk about today what happens when you decide to show up.
Yes.
Now, that's an interesting topic.
Yes, it is.
Can you relate that to someone who finds himself in a new job search or maybe they're between opportunities?
Well, I'd mentioned Minnesota's hidden job market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some studies show, and I do have a link to that on the rippleconnects.com, about the hidden job market. Often employers will not post an online job opening for a number of good reasons. You know, the small to mid-sized companies that are trying to, manage this process versus having 1,000 resumes come across their desk, they may go and say, hey, Freddie, who do you know that could help us in this department? We're looking for this. There's a number of reasons that they don't want to tip their hand that they're growing or adding or letting a division go. The hidden job market's real. So to answer your question, Freddie, when you show up, you have information that you're not going to necessarily find online. I see too many people sitting at their computer and not getting up and showing up. And let's talk about that a little bit further. But to answer your question, the hidden job market is the reason you show up. New opportunities will present themselves when you decide and you make a conscious decision to show up.
So what does showing up look like, Joe McKenzie?
Really getting out of your comfort zone, up from your computer. Be willing to sit down with people that you may necessarily not have had a conversation with, or someone's referred you to them, or just attend an event or anything that your network brings to you. You just never know who you're going to meet. You just never know. If it's volunteering over the holidays to help out, you just never know whose brother-in-law is as a company that's looking to add a good salesperson or a new accountant or, you know, an IT person. You just never know. But I can guarantee you, Freddie, if you don't acknowledge and recognize those opportunities, I should say, those opportunities don't come to you. And often many people say, how did you meet that person? How did you get in there? How did you develop that relationship? It was because I decided to show up.
Are there some key places where you should show up to make sure that you're in the same space as possible decision makers?
You know, you got to think logically about your industry. I know that I've been in sales and marketing in the nonprofit. I think just knowing where I was there helped me a lot to figure out where I should end up in regards to maybe it was a chamber meeting or a business association meeting or a volunteering event. That's in my specific, you know, for you that's been in broadcasting, you know of those opportunities that have created, networking events or maybe a continuing education class or, you know, a presentation in the evening, or, you know, you just never know who you could meet in your field, right, Freddie?
Exactly. There have been a number of times I've gone to meetings, and it requires, believe it or not, I live in a shell, and it takes me breaking out of that shell to introduce myself to people that I don't know and to say hello and just be open to see what happens, what can transpire just by making a brief introduction.
Exactly. Nothing's 100% in this world. We all understand that. But I can tell you it's 0% if you decide not to show up. I know it's a numbers game, and I don't go out there looking, you know, for opportunities, but I know that in the past couple of weeks, just the fact that I've had meetings with different people that may be outside my industry, I've created opportunities for Ripple Connects and meeting people or new opportunities to, you know, develop the company. I realize nothing's 100%, but I'm willing to imagine the possibilities. And that's something you taught me 5 years ago. You said that, imagine the possibilities.
Yes. Yes.
And you have that right, Freddie, you have that curiosity of where this could go, but you're not sure, but that kind of adds to the excitement of showing up, right?
It does. It is amazing. I call it the OR method, being open and receptive to what happens as a result of showing up, imagining those possibilities.
That's your method for imagining possibilities.
That's
right. So
you're
open to it and you receptive them to new ideas is what I hear.
That's right. Open and receptive.
That's your method that someone that's hearing us today, that might be that actionable step that allows them to get out of their comfort zone, to show up and to possibly create an opportunity in the hidden job market or make a change or find a semi-retirement job or a volunteer opportunity. You just never know, right, Freddie?
You don't know. And I'll give you one more key example. There is a company that publishes a calendar of influential people. And one day I said, I'm going to call all 12 people on that calendar and see what happens. And I'll promise you, over half of the people I was able to make a meaningful connection with, and a third of those people I can call a friend today.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Do you feel that you stood out because you kind of zigged when everybody else zagged and you called them?
I did, and I was intentional about asking, has anybody else called you about your appearance in this calendar?
What did they say?
All 12 said no.
Well, there you have it.
Isn't that amazing?
In a sense, you know, that phone was your vehicle to show up, right?
Yes, it was.
And when you start developing those business relationships, now you're showing up to have a cup of coffee with someone. Now they're starting to understand, you know, Freddie Bell's expertise and passions and areas of interest. And reciprocally, you hear that other person share that. Boy, you're off to the races in regards to helping each other. Imagine those possibilities, right, Freddie?
When you imagine those possibilities, it's interesting what happens when two minds come together in a commonness of purpose. And when that commonness of purpose happens, anything can happen. Anything can happen. And I just love being in that OR moment, that open and receptive moment, and imagining those possibilities. And if I had a gift to share, that would be something that I would share with everyone. I'm not an expert in careers and all of that, Joe. You're that person. But I do know that it seems as if, Joe McKenzie, no matter what walk of life you're in, that if you have that position of just being open to see what happens.
Exactly.
Open your eyes and see what you find. You'll find jewels every time.
And just knowing that those possibilities lie out there, and our batting averages don't have to be 1,000. Kirby Puckett batted over 300 in his career. That means one third of the time he got a hit, two thirds of the time he didn't. And that's a great batting average. Nothing is 100% and you're never going to bat 1,000 on every meeting. But I can tell you, you'll bat zero if you never get up to the plate. And that's what I hear you saying, you know, of those 12 people that you applied your OR method to, that 3 to 4 here are continuing to have a business relationship with you. Is that correct?
That's correct, to this very day.
And that is a pretty good batting average, Freddie Bell. Well done.
I'll take that. So in terms of measurements, Joe, to wrap this up this week, How do you measure your unique approach to the job search, and how do you know that it's working? We have about 20 seconds left.
The most straightforward way to know that is your calendar fills up and you're up away from your computer engaging in those conversations like you had just mentioned. And that is your true measure that showing up is creating opportunities for yourself.
I have to say you do some fine work at Ripple Connects, Joe McKenzie.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And our program continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Hi, I'm Kirk.
And I'm Chad.
With Bricks Real Estate and the House Geeks Real Estate Show, Sundays at noon on AM 950. Here with your House Geeks Market Minute. 2.6 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the 200 to 400K price range for the Minneapolis area. This is down year over year and is a main indicator of demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are down over the same time last year, 6.1%, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at about 4.81%. This is down over last week's 4.94%.
Conclusion for buyers. As predicted, pending home sales have caught up with the slower showing activity, making it a great time to negotiate. For sellers, if you're not on the market yet, it might be a good idea to hold out until the market activity picks up in about a month. Want to know the smarter way to buy and sell homes in the Twin Cities? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and let's talk about health and fitness in this segment of our program. I've got some ideas that will help you to make your workout much more effective. And the experts say, and you know how they are, that if you adopt these incredibly simple upgrades to your routine that you have right now, you could get better results starting right now. So finding a workout that you enjoy can involve some trial and error, but it's also the key to exercising consistently. So if you've done that, congratulations. That's the hardest part. That's behind you. So your new focus, continuing to get results from that same routine. And luckily, it's easier than you think. Whether you prefer group fitness classes or solo strength sessions at the gym, there are ways to ensure that you get the most from every second that you sweat. There are five ideas that I'd like to share with you that are powerful upgrades that will help you to avoid plateaus and maximize your results. Here's number one. Can you go a little deeper into your warrior pose or lower your chest closer to the floor during your push-ups? If so, go for it. Exercising through your body's full range of motion forces your muscles to work harder and adapt faster. That according to a study of the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research that was published earlier this year. Plus, prior research shows that using your full range of motion during weight training, meaning you don't cut any movement short, can improve your flexibility as well as stretching does. To determine your healthy range of motion for any given exercise, try performing several reps with little to no resistance. Pay attention to how far each joint can comfortably bend while allowing you to maintain that proper form. Now, as soon as your form starts to break down, you've gone too far. The experts say watch yourself in the mirror, take a video on your phone, or ask a trainer at your local gym or community center to observe your body positioning. And keep in mind that the more you exercise, the more range of motion you'll have available over time. So that's number one. Number two is to exhale during the hardest part of an exercise. Your body doesn't do anything, let alone get in a good workout, without air, without oxygen. Yet a lot of people tend to hold their breath while exercising or working hard. Holding your breath can reduce your power, it can reduce your strength and your endurance while also increasing your risk of dizziness and headaches. Have you ever had a headache or felt like you're getting dizzy while you're working out? That could be because you're not breathing enough. On the other side of the coin, proper breathing technique can help you to get more out of your moves. During every exercise, you have eccentric and concentric phases. I'll make it even more simple. The eccentric phase is the easy half of the exercise, when you're relaxing the muscle by lowering your body with gravity or releasing tension in a resistance band. The concentric phase is the hardest part. That's when you're exerting yourself during a lift, a push, or a pull. Inhale during the easier phase and forcefully exhale during the more difficult phase. When you do that, you'll help brace your core to increase total body strength and function when you need it the most. Let's say that you're doing a biceps curl. Inhale in the starting position with your arms down. Can you see that? Exhale as you curl up the harder part. Inhale as you release back to the starting point. And then point number three, as we give you five ways to enhance your workout, is to slow down. When it comes to strength training, speed doesn't equal quality. Slow, controlled movements tend to be more beneficial than quick ones. Here's the reason. Moving slowly during strength training increases the amount of time your muscles are under tension. This makes each move more challenging and therefore more effective at improving muscle health. What's more, when you slow down, you can't use momentum or cheat with improper form. This boosts your results and reduces your risk of injury. The bottom line is that it's a win-win. For resistance exercises, focus on performing the more difficult phase, the lift, the push, or the pull, for 1 second, and the easier side more slowly over the count of 2 to 3 seconds. Pause briefly at the top and the bottom of each movement, making sure not to bounce or use momentum. You can apply this concept to your entire workout with this slow and steady strength circuit. We're giving you the 5 ways to tweak your exercise for maximum benefit for your body's health. Number 4 is to fuel your body. Now, this may not be something you do during your workout, but it's just as important for maximizing your result. Getting in proper fuel, which includes both foods and fluids, is critical to exercise performance and making sure that you can give your workout everything that you have. If you have a chronic condition like diabetes or heart disease, of course, it's important to talk to your doctor about any personalized dietary recommendations. Now, if you don't have doctor-recommended guidelines, try eating something that includes both low glycemic carbohydrates and lean protein an hour prior to exercising. Low glycemic carbs include more fruits and vegetables, beans, minimally processed grains, pasta, low-fat dairy foods, and nuts. Their job is to keep your blood sugar level and steady and make sure that you're fueled all the way through your workout. Lean proteins will digest before your workout, making sure your muscles have what they need for your exercise. And finally, workout number 5, or the upgrade number 5, is to constantly challenge yourself. It's always a good idea to talk to your doctor, as we said before trying any new exercise routine, especially high-intensity ones. But don't be afraid to push yourself in some small ways. Whatever your current fitness level is, improving it depends on progressively increasing your activity levels. If you perform the same workout day in and day out without increasing its difficulty, your body will stop adapting. To increase the difficulty safely, try adjusting just one exercise. Maybe adding exercise frequency. Maybe going a little bit longer. Maybe adding a little heavier weight. Going a little bit faster or increasing your range of motion. This is Freddie Bell giving you some ideas on how to get the maximum out of your exercise and your health and fitness. And our program continues right now on New Beginnings.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Hawes. Saturday, snow, high near 34. Sunday, chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 31. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 26. This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is Burger Moe's. Located in downtown St. Paul, Burger Moe's is the perfect neighborhood gathering spot before and after XL Energy events. They have two happy hours and more than 60 beers on tap. Located at 242 West 7th Street, St. Paul, with plenty of free parking. Find out more at BurgerMoe's.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to New Beginnings, a program new for this time slot, but more than 4 years old. We help people in very many different walks and aspects of their lives. And with us right now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Kelly, welcome back.
It's always a pleasure to spend my Saturday mornings here, Freddie.
Glad you're with us, getting people up early to be with us at 11 o'clock each week. And for folks who've just heard about you for the very first time, how can they find more information about West Metro Hypnosis?
The website is westmetrohypnosis.com and the phone number is 952-222-3975.
The holidays are upon us. We just passed Thanksgiving, and now we're getting into the high holidays. And let's talk about the emotional holidays. How does that play into the work that you do?
I think it's important to realize that as wonderful as holiday time is, that it can be very, very emotional for a lot of different reasons for many different people. Now, I don't know if you have ever had a large family get together that has turned emotional, but I know I certainly have. And sometimes, especially when we're dealing with large family get togethers, it's difficult to manage all these different kinds of personalities. And sometimes people feel very responsible for managing other people's personalities. So in the work that I do, I like to what I refer to as an emotional detox. So recognizing that the holidays can be a very, very challenging time for people, maybe because of recent events or maybe because of events that are long past that have never been dealt with. And the holidays just kind of is that time of year where all of those feelings start to come up. it can be really, really beneficial to give yourself the opportunity to do an emotional detox, to sit with somebody and experience those emotions, those feelings, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with them. They become problematic when we continue to suppress them. And it's not always beneficial to go to a member of our family and let them know what we're really thinking and what we're really feeling. We can't always do that. Sometimes we don't feel free enough to do that. Sometimes there are circumstances that prevent us from doing that. But to be able to sit with someone and really allow yourself to feel whatever it is that you're feeling and having it acknowledged and having it confirmed and knowing that it's okay, whatever it is that you're feeling is okay, and then devising a plan of how you want to move forward. And that's such an important part of, you know, once you release those emotions, what does it look like as you move forward? So emotional holidays, I just put that out there for people who might be looking for an option. Doesn't mean you have to go to therapy for 15 years. Sometimes you just need a session or two just to work some of these things out, to give yourself the opportunity to feel them and then move on with your life. And hypnosis can be a very, very powerful way of dealing with those things.
Wow. So emotional detox, what does that feel like?
It feels very freeing. It feels really, really freeing to give yourself the opportunity to really finally feel what you've been feeling all these years and knowing that it's okay. And then just being done with it and knowing that it's been released. It's very powerful. It's very freeing.
One more time. How can we reach you, Kelly?
952-222-3975 or westmetrohypnosis.com.
And you're listening to New Beginnings at our new time, and we'll be back right after this.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is the center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center in Minneapolis. Say hello to Kitty Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And for those who don't know, and I don't know how our audience could not, tell us about the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center and where you're located.
So we are located at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis, and we can be reached at 612-344-2221. And our center has been located in this area for almost 7 years. And we are what we would like to call ourselves, the premier hub of senior activity for the North Side.
All right. And being the premier hub, you have a really huge annual event coming up really quickly.
We do. On Friday, December the 7th, we are going to have our annual community dinner, but it's going to be a lunch. It's at 11:30 a.m. And this year, our theme is going to be Ugly Sweater Party. And we have live performances by one of our on-site partners, Alive and Kicking.
Boy, so Alive and Kicking has really done a lot, and they do a lot to not only bring entertainment, but also for the members themselves.
Yes, we host a monthly community sing out that we do the second Monday of the month, where people have an opportunity to come and just sing and dance and have fun. And because one of the things that we've researched here at the center is that music plays such an important part in staying fit, in your muscle memory, in your social interaction and engagement. And so we're so excited to have Alive and Kicking as one of our center partners.
Wow. So what does it take to be involved with the holiday party that's coming up? I know the time is running short.
So all people need to do is give us a call at 612-344-2221 and let us know that we are coming so that we can have enough food. We will be providing lunch. We will have raffles. We'll door prizes. There's going to be some games. And the highlight is just having this free musical performance by Alive and Kicking. It's one of the two free concerts that they put on here at the center for the community. And we just want people to come out, have fun, socialize during this holiday season. We know a lot of our seniors are isolated and alone. And so we want to make sure that we have opportunities for people to come together and just really be a part of community.
Has this typically been a family event, the holiday party?
Yes, we see multiple generations. We see our community members bring their daughters so that they can, or their sons, to say, here's where I go. This is where I am every day during the week when I'm coming to the Y or I'm coming to the doctor. They bring their grandchildren. And it's just a fun event to see the kids up dancing. The beauty of Alive and Kicking is their music crosses so many genres that they can literally 1 minute be singing Michael Jackson, the next minute Whitney Houston, the next minute some Motown. So it crosses all of these generational gaps and brings everybody back together with music.
Really, to zero in the few seconds we have left about Alive and Kicking, these are not youngsters in this group.
No, everybody in this group is a senior. You have to be 62 and older in order to be a part of the group. And I think their oldest member is 94.
Wow. Singing Michael Jackson.
Singing Michael Jackson and Lady Gaga. And the other day they were singing Luther Vandross.
The big holiday party. If you'd like more information about the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center or anything from MPHA, call 612-344-2221. Thanks a lot, Kitty.
Thank you, Freddie.
All right. And New Beginnings continues right now.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and this is Appointed Listening each and every week right here on your favorite radio station. It's time now to give you five things worth knowing, and this time, five ways for those who are in our military or for veterans to navigate and to figure out their taxes. Military life is extraordinary in many respects. Even the taxes are different. And here are five tips that the pros say can help members of the military and their families at tax time, including a few veterans too. I know tax time doesn't come until April, but it's never too soon to start getting a handle on your taxes. Here are five ideas. Number one, keep records of your moving expenses. The recent changes to the tax law suspended the tax break for moving expenses in 2018, but not for active duty military members who have orders to relocate. According to the IRS, if your reimbursements or allowable expenses are less than your actual moving expenses, you probably can't exclude them from income. Expenses that are more than your reimbursements are generally deductible. Idea number two is to scrutinize your pay records. Regular military pay is usually subject to federal income tax. However, combat pay generally is not. Other types of compensation and allowances may be excluded from income for federal tax purposes too. IRS Publication 3 has all the details if you'd like to look those up. And also check your leave and earnings statement, or it's called LESS, L-E-S, to make sure your earnings are accurately reported. We're giving you five ways for military and for veterans to navigate their taxes. Point number three is to be choosy about tax preparation and look for discounts. Current and former members of the military often have unique tax circumstances. Also, there are many deals on tax software. Find an experienced tax professional with the resources to do tax returns for military families and meet before the year end while you still have time to make those adjustments. Also, some software providers and even Uncle Sam offers breaks on some of these tax softwares. Point number four is to embrace your home sale. The IRS typically allows people to exclude up to $250,000 of capital gains on the sale of a house, $500,000 for joint filers, though getting that tax break usually requires owning and living in the house for at least two of the 5 years prior to that sale. Military members usually don't have to meet that five-year test, however. And point number five, check your state residency status. Your state residency status can determine which state's tax rules apply to your income. Some states don't tax military retirement pay, for example. Others may give breaks on property tax. Pay attention to your LES, that is the leave and earning statement, to make sure that it has the right state on it. And finally, research your state's military-related tax rules and tell the person who does your taxes you were or are in the military. Those are the five ideas we have that we think are worth knowing to help you navigate your taxes, keeping records of your moving expenses, scrutinizing your pay records, and also being choosy about tax preparation and looking for discounts, embracing your home sale, and finally, checking your state residency status. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we hope you stay with us because our show continues right now.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Have you ever felt stuck trying to break a habit or change a way of thinking? Positive habits is our point of focus. When you have great habits, you can break any thought or behavior pattern that holds you back. When you willingly release the patterns that cause you to feel stuck, great things start to happen in your life. You can break free of that limiting behavior, and then you're open to consider what's really true about you. In place of the bad behavior, infuse yourself with power, strength, and vitality. You're actually free to be all that you can be. Right now, all you have to do is choose positive habits and attitudes that support your well-being and the talents that you bring to the world. Good habits are a point of focus. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
In many traditions, this boundary between those living on earth, us, and those on the other side of physical life becomes quite obvious at this holy time of year. To use Jesus' words, the kingdom is at hand. It is near, awaiting our recognition. We don't need to seek frightening apparitions. We can just peacefully rest in the awareness that there is more to life than we can physically see. This kingdom conversation can be a lifetime discussion. But the title of my lesson is my own inner experience. When I hear this phrase so often used by Jesus and by others through 20 centuries, the kingdom of God, which offers all peace, all well-being, all hope to those who live in its presence, I gave it that subtitle, a preposition or a proposition. At least Claire might enjoy my play with the language. A preposition, like in or by or next to, suggests a location to the kingdom. Jesus said in that scripture, no, you cannot say, look, there it is, or here it is. It is in your midst. So rather than a preposition, the kingdom is more a proposition, an idea in mind, to think that this almighty spirit of life, God, divine mind, whatever term you use, the all in all, brought me, brought you into being. Does it make any sense that we were brought into being to only be rejected, abandoned, cast aside, left in want or fear? Those are our limited ideas of the big picture. Marlene gave a wonderful early service when she led us into a discussion this morning of, were we living in this moment? Or were we caught in the past? Or living in the future in dread or fear or anxiety? Or were we here? To live in the kingdom is to live in this moment, to know in our emotional life that all is well, to know in our mental life that we're a work in progress, our life is unfolding, we can trust the power that created us. Yes, the kingdom is a proposition. It is an idea. But it is an idea that if you will give it your attention, if you will focus upon it, and I don't mean just in religious observations or services or classes, but living it day by day, and how you think of yourself when you look in the mirror in the morning. Do you give thanks and praise? I am here in God's kingdom. Think of those monks. Can you hold others at work, at school, in your neighborhood, in this church, in high regard? Hold them in the respect they deserve as a divine creation? To me, this idea is not only important for us individually. It is vitally important for us as a community. There are so many of you who have talked to me individually in your great hopes for the future, the growth, the expansion, the well-being of this church. The monks knew the secret. As we hold one another and every guest who comes through this door in respect, we are fulfilling our mission. It's printed down there in the lobby that we are a place that embraces, loves, and empowers. People are drawn to such a community. They want to be part of a community that sees the best in them. And although we may have disagreements or various opinions at times, that's part of the human experience. But if we just hold to that idea that we are always, not after we physically die, not in some great future, but we are in God's kingdom here now. And if we recognize that, if we live in that truth, we have power, we have hope, we have joy for ourselves and as a community. So today, I invite you, think about those elderly monks and their monastery, and the secret that led to their survival and their growth was the atmosphere of respect and honor that they held from themselves and for everyone who entered their community. We can continue to saturate the very bricks, glass, and materials of this church with love. Love that recognizes the value and truth in each individual who walks through the doors of this church. As we hold to that truth, we are literally establishing in our consciousness that ever-present kingdom of God here now. Think about it. Jesus dwelled on it. He talked of it more than any other topic in the gospel record. The kingdom of God, our hope, our salvation. Again, a religious word. Think about its essence. To be saved, to find salvation, is to find our whole truth. To recognize all that we are as God's creation. We can say, truly, with meaning and joy, there is hope for us all.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
In a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.